On a green background with swirling lines and stars, words appear accented by colorful Christmas bulbs. A chipmunk Christmas. At night, a snow-covered town with buildings decorated with Christmas lights. On a store, a sign reads Merry Christmas. On the sidewalk, a sign reads December 20th. In a quiet neighborhood, a dimly lit home. A woman.
Thank you, Doctor, for dropping by tonight.
I wish I could tell you that Tommy's going to get well by Christmas, but I can't. To tell you the truth, I've tried everything possible.
I know you have, Doctor. I just wish we knew what was wrong with him. Tommy's not even interested in his music anymore. His sister reads to him every night, hoping something will snap him out of it.
Where were we, Tommy? Oh, I remember. The handsome prince was searching everywhere for the beautiful maiden.
Outside. Beyond the neighborhood, past clusters of bare trees, stands a tall house decorated with strings of Christmas lights. At the top, three window shades open.
Gee, what a wonderful day! A perfect day for Christmas shopping! Let's go!
Three chipmunks scamper away. They rush to the stairs and ride a skateboard down a stair railing together. Alvin in the front, Theodore in the middle, and Simon in the back.
Hey, wake up! Only 5 more days till Christmas!
In Dave's room.
Let's wake him up with a song! Wake up, Dave!
Dave sits up in bed.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
They start dressing Dave. Sleepy, Dave walks down the hallway with a pillow on his head, shoes on his hands, and legs through the arms of a jacket. The chipmunks snuggle in his bed.
Theodore, Simon, Alvin.
Yes, David, dear.
I am fully aware that there are only 5 more days before Christmas, and 370 days until next Christmas.
Sitting in bed, swaying back and forth together.
And furthermore, you can't just run in here and wake me up and. Wait a minute, you guys. Gee, that sounds pretty.
Words, a chipmunk Christmas. Credits, written and produced by Janice Carmen and Ross Bagdasarian. Creative consultant and character design, Chuck Jones. Outside.
Working on Christmas vacation, it's criminal.
Aw, come on, you guys. It's only a little recording session.
It's work.
Maybe I'll even let you play your harmonica, Alvin.
He rushes home, runs to his bedroom, and finds the harmonica in a tiny makeshift bed. He picks it up and kisses it. Quickly, he runs out of the house and back to the sidewalk.
You see, Alvin, it's your responsibility to...
Right, Dave. Responsibility. We'll share the responsibility. You go on and get the studio ready.
Well, that sounds fair enough.
They ride away.
Hey, don't be late.
Dashing through the stores on a
hugging as they sing.
Board. Through the crowds we play. Shopping all the way. Stockings hung with care. Soon Santa will be here. What fun it is to shop all day when Dave is nowhere near. Oh, Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time is here.
In a store, a sign reads Golden Echo Harmonica. Alvin brings his to the display.
See? That's your very own twin brother. You're the best harmonicas in the whole world.
Oh, Mommy, there it is! The Golden Echo Harmonica! It's the one Tommy wants more than anything in the world. Can't we buy it for Mommy? Oh, it'd make him feel so much better.
I know, darling. Maybe next year we can afford it.
But Tommy'll just die if he doesn't get his harmonica.
Don't say that, darling. You know how very, very sick Tommy is. We must save everything we can just to see that Tommy makes it through Christmas.
Sadly, Alvin looks on.
What does that mean, Mommy? Make it through Christmas? I still don't understand, Mommy. He won't make what through Christmas?
Frowning, Alvin watches them. In the recording studio.
Ready, fellas?
Ready whenever you are, Dave.
Let's try it again.
We've been good, but
hold it, Alvin.
Alvin perks up.
Well?
I'll tell you what, Dave. Let's take a break.
Take a break?
Gee, thanks, Dave.
Alvin!
Alvin zips out of the studio, speeds down streets and around corners, and up four stories to an apartment.
A guest.
It's probably another doctor.
Well, no, I'm not a doctor. I'm a sort of delivery boy.
Oh, hi, Alvin. What are you delivering? More medicine?
No. You see, Tommy, they had this kind of prize contest down at the department store in the music department. And, somebody put your name in. And... well, anyway, Tommy, you won first prize. And here it is, the Golden Echo Harmonica.
Eagerly, Tommy sits up.
The Golden Echo Harmonica.
He takes it from Alvin and hugs it.
Well, gotta go. Merry Christmas.
He rushes back to the studio.
Mr. Seville, you're running out of studio time.
Well, I guess we'll just have to record Alvin later. Ready, fellas?
Okay, Dave.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Alvin arrives.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that looks the look. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't delay.
At the house.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Berkheimer. No, of course it's not too late to talk business. Oh, yes, I intend to...
decorating a tree.
Poor Alvin, I can't believe you gave your harmonica away. Me either. But I just knew it would make Tommy feel better. Did you tell Dave? I can't tell Dave. Dave gave me that harmonica. I'll have to save my money and get another one after Christmas.
It's all set for Christmas Eve? That's great! It's Carnegie Hall. You guys are gonna play there for a sold-out audience.
Gee whiz! Fantastic! Oh, boy!
You want Alvin to do a harmonica solo?
Alvin falls from the treetop.
Harmonica? But Alvin gave his own...
How about that, Alvin? Alvin's so excited about it, he can't wait.
Yeah, now I can't wait until after Christmas to get that harmonica. I gotta make some money before Christmas. Fast. That's the neighbor's dog. Hey, I've got a great idea. Now here's what I want you guys to do. Go up to the attic, then get the neighbor's...
Simon and Theodore run through the room with a chair. In the attic, Alvin tosses a Santa costume to Theodore. Outside.
Hurry, hurry! Get your picture taken with Santa Claus! Only
Dogs wear antlers and are named after Santa's reindeer. Labels: Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. Alvin dressed as Santa. Theodore pulls Alvin up by a rope, then drops him down to a chair where a boy sits. Theodore pulls Alvin back up. A quarter is dropped in a box labeled K here. Alvin is lowered back into the chair. A large boy plops on his lap, squishing him.
Wait a minute, Sonny. Not so fast.
What's going on out there?
Dave marches outside.
What's all this?
We're helping Alvin make money.
Alvin!
My name's not Alvin. It's Santa.
All right, Santa. I'd like a word with you and your elves.
I'm sorry. You'll have to wait in line like everybody else.
Now, just a minute.
And what's your name, little girl?
Cindy Lou.
What a nice cat you have, Cindy Lou. Cat?
With fur standing on end, the cat jumps up and runs away.
Oh, no!
The dogs break free and chase it, covering Dave in snow as they pass.
Then.
Yes, Dave? You want a word with us?
In the living room.
I'd say it's about time we remember how lucky we all are and think about the real meaning of Christmas. You remember that poem I wrote a few years ago? The Spirit of Christmas?
Oh, no, Dave. Not that again. Honest, Dave, we remember it very well. We still don't know what to do about Carnegie Hall.
To get the Christmas spirit means...
to give it money. We've got to make more money.
You don't make a Christmas list.
You fill it. Maybe somebody will give you some money.
It's what you give to others, your sisters and your brothers, and especially...
to those you never met. I've never met anybody that would give me money.
Yes, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas time. A giving, giving, giving time. So let's all give a cheer for...
money!
Money? And just what is this talk about money?
Well, you see, Dave, Alvin's just gotta get some money.
I see. And just what does Alvin need money for? Well, that's different. And who is this present for?
It's for himself.
For himself? So that's what the spirit of Christmas means to you, Alvin? Buying presents for yourself?
But...
you better go on up to your room and think about the meaning of Christmas. It means a lot more than making money or buying yourself presents.
But, Dave...
no buts about it. Get in your room.
You should have stuck with my line about the operation. Maybe you should have told him about Tommy.
Alvin goes back to Dave.
Dave, can I talk to you a minute?
There's nothing more to say, Alvin.
Are you still mad at me, Dave?
No, I'm just very disappointed. Good night.
Asleep in bed, Alvin dreams.
How can you play a harmonica at Carnegie Hall if you don't have a harmonica? So I gotta have money, 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 money!
He walks a golden path labeled Crash Cup Inc. A sign reads Clyde Crash Cup, inventor, this week's special. Christmas solutions. He approaches a tall gold building.
But Dave, you don't understand.
Did someone knock?
Is this the loan department?
Loan department? Where? Oh, there you are. So you're the loan department?
No, I was hoping you were the loan department, because I need a loan.
Well, of course you're alone. There's nobody with you. There's so little time and so much to do, like filling that empty little heart of yours with the spirit of Christmas.
But I haven't lost the Christmas spirit.
Well, of course you haven't. I haven't finished inventing it yet.
Inside.
Not the wheel, not the Wild West, not even the baby was as difficult to invent as the spirit of Christmas. But I have begun with Santa Claus. That's Santy for Santy and Claus for Claus. Santy Claus. A kind man with a beard and a hat. One look at Santy and you'll be overflowing with Christmas spirit. Voila!
Abraham Lincoln sits in a pumpkin sleigh.
That's Santa Claus?
If that isn't Santa Claus, I'll eat that cute, chubby little reindeer over there.
Pink elephants wear antlers. Angry, one grabs Clyde with his trunk and tosses him across the room. He crashes into a wall, then falls to the floor.
There's nothing quite like the exhilaration of discovery. So far, perfect!
You don't understand. I haven't lost the Christmas spirit. I need money to buy an Echo harmonica.
Money? What is money?
You buy things with it, like harmonicas.
It sounds like a wonderful invention. Yes, I will have to invent money. It will go perfectly with my last invention, the I.O.U.
He paints a top hat and a bunny leaps out.
That's ma for ma and ani for ani. Money.
Not bunny, money!
The bunny jumps back into the hat and waddles off.
I need money! Money! Money!
Maybe I was a little hard on Alvin. I think I'll tell him that I...
Dave pokes his head into the room.
I give up.
Then leaves.
Before you go to the store to buy the harmonica, I'd like to donate this to the cause.
A cookie?
A cookie? Oh, I forgot. I used up my allowance buying cookies.
He eats the cookie.
Here's the money I was saving for a new book. Gee, thanks, fellas.
Good luck, Alvin.
Have enough money to buy that harmonica.
Okay, fellas, let's get ready for Carnegie Hall. Where's Alvin?
He's not here right now.
That's perfect. 2 hours before the Christmas Eve concert and... Hello? No, Alvin's not here, Mrs. Waterford. Alvin's harmonica? It worked wonders for Tommy? That's a miracle. Excuse me a minute, Mrs. Waterford. Well, it's about time you guys told me the whole story.
In the store, at the harmonica display.
Gee, I sure wish I had enough money to buy that harmonica.
Pardon me, young man, but I need help.
Me? You need my help?
I knew it. I just knew that you would understand.
But how can I...
So, I said to myself, now, there's a young man who wouldn't mind if a lonely old lady, who is very, very far away from home, bought him a Christmas present.
A Christmas present?
A harmonica. How would you like an echo harmonica?
An echo harmonica? But you don't even know me.
No fair changing your mind now. You just wait here and I'll be right back.
Alvin taps his head.
It can't be. I don't believe it.
Yes, young man. One golden echo harmonica.
I must be dreaming again.
He taps his head.
Here you are. I wrapped it myself.
He unwraps the package to discover a sparkling gold harmonica.
Oh, thank you.
No thanks. Now I won't have it. But maybe you'll play something for me.
He nods. A crowd forms around him. Dave, Simon, and Theodore watch from afar. A huge bright star twinkles in the sky.
Alvin, I owe you an apology. That was a wonderful thing you did for Tommy.
That's okay. Where'd she go?
Where did who go? I didn't see any.
That nice lady who gave me the harmonica for Christmas. She just disappeared. Dave, we better get going. We don't want to be late for Carnegie Hall.
And we have a surprise for you when we get there, Alvin.
Theodore and Simon secretly shake hands.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
They ride a horse-drawn carriage through the snowy park. On a building, a sign reads Christmas Eve Concert. The Chipmunks. Carnegie Hall. Alvin performs. Proudly, Alvin bows and begins to walk off stage, then stops to bow again. Backstage, Tommy in a suit and tie. Dave stands with Tommy's family.
This is the surprise I was telling you about, Alvin.
You mean that Tommy is all better? He sure is. We all wanted to surprise you. Tommy, got your echo harmonica with you?
Sure do.
Well, come on. We've got some celebrating to do.
On stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet a very special friend of mine. He's come a long way to help us celebrate the best Christmas Eve ever.
The curtain rises, and Tommy plays alongside the Chipmunks. Santa rides his sleigh high over the city.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Santa and his reindeer fly out of the city and over snow-covered woods under a starry sky. In the North Pole, Santa arrives home and lies back in his chair.
Well, how did it go, darling?
Oh, just fine, sweetheart, just fine. You know, you really ought to get out some Christmas and see how the rest of the world lives.
Oh, I don't know. Making children happy is your job. I guess I'm just an old homebody.
Secretively, she winks. Credits. Production designed and painted by Toby. Music. Chris Caswell. Voices. Ross Bagdasarian. Janice Carmen. June Foray. Frank Welker. Charles Barrent. RJ Williams. Credits continue. Independently described by Jackie Boire.